This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Everything all right? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR, American Family Radio. We are live video streaming this show, or as Ed Battagliano, Professor Ed, would say, this here show.
This here show.
Facebook Live. You can watch the show there. Facebook Live, video streaming for today's issues. Also, and JJ is holding up our Trivia Friday t-shirt, which we're proud of, and we sell for $15. And let's see here. You can watch us on YouTube now. We've just expanded our internet world to include YouTube. So go
just
to YouTube.
Search for Today's Issues Live.
The only person live. That has a bigger footprint than us is Sasquatch.
Today's Issues Live, is that what you say on YouTube?
Today's Issues Live.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the phones. It's Trivia Friday, and we'll be here till the bottom of the hour fielding your questions, and hopefully taking your correct answers to our trivia questions. We did repeat our questions a few minutes ago, didn't we?
I think we did.
Okay, we can do that in a minute, but go ahead.
All right, we go back to Arkansas, and Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Welcome, gentlemen. Good morning to y'all.
Well, thank you.
I hope y'all having a great morning down there.
We are, Chris. Thank you for calling, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Yes, sir.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Chris?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The secret question of the day.
The secret question of the day?
You mean the mystery question?
That's good. Well, if you get it right, you'll hear the cowbell.
Yeah.
It's very
How about
sneaky.
Your question about the square root of a quarter.
Thank you. I'll repeat the question. Here it is. What's the square root of one quarter, Chris?
That would be one half.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice. One half.
Nice, Chris.
Now, can you explain that without making our listeners go to sleep? Chris?
Hey, if you need to take your plastic pen protector out of your pocket to do it, that's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What two numbers multiply together equal that number. That's all.
Who thought up this stuff in history? You ever wonder about that?
Not really. Who sat around?
But somebody sat around somewhere in China or Italy.
I think the Chinese came up with the math. What were the little wooden balls?
Abacus?
Yeah. I'd do my taxes using that to this day.
I have a theory about that.
You have a theory?
I think it's part of the confusion. It's part of the confusion God sent down.
Math?
Two guys sitting around drinking coffee in China one day, and one goes, you know what? I think we need something called a square root to add to our math. What do you say about that? Let's just make something up. What do you go with here? We'll start
trig
this.
Trig and calculus.
That's amazing. and calculus.
See how far
that
we
wasn't
take
on
it.
The fly. I'll tell you that. But anyway, says the guy who made a D in college algebra.
All right. Sounds like you're bitter
is what it sounds like.
Hey, Chris, what's your question for us? Good job answering that. What's your question for us?
According to Job, who's the only person God didn't chastise?
According to whom?
One of Job's friends.
Job.
According to the book of Job, who's the one person that and God didn't chastise?
Oh, in the book of Job.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't name these guys anymore. My mind's just
these so-called friends.
Y'all haven't been paying attention.
Yeah,
it was
so-called
friends.
The three friends got rebuked, and then the younger guy came along. And I'm trying to remember. It begins with an E. I can't remember his name though.
Well, one of them was Bodacious is what his nickname was, so I never can. I go right to the nickname. I can't remember his real name.
Was it E?
Was it like Eliakim or something? That's going to be my guess.
Let's go with Eliakim.
Elihu. Elihu.
Apparently Elihu? That's, Elihu. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. I was getting close, though. I said Eliakim.
Well, Brian credit Fisher, for getting an Eliah.
If y'all been paying attention to Brian Fisher's show, you would have known that answer.
You know, Chris, you know, when Brian's on the show, the rest of us are working. Okay?
Chris, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, buddy.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Again, our email address is comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. We are going to, at this point, repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. Go ahead.
All right, here are my three. In 1979, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat signed a peace treaty with the Israeli Prime Minister. What was his name? Second question, we've heard the word bodacious. Bodacious is a blend of what two words? What two words do you put together to get the word bodacious? And then a true-false question. It takes 7 years for the body to digest gum. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. When Hezekiah was sick unto death, what prophet told him he was going to die? Second question, from a recent list of the top 10 best-selling breakfast cereals in the U.S., I just need you to name three. Any three on the list of 10. And then I'll add a question. For years, the comic strip character Dennis the Menace always carried something in his back pocket.
What was it?
What did Dennis the Menace carry in his back pocket?
I know the answer to this one.
Okay, that fellow was going to die. What was that question again now?
Hezekiah was sick unto death, what prophet told him he was going to die?
I could just see him sitting there going, you think? you think?
What do you mean? You mean like?
Everybody
He was telling him he was going to die soon.
Yeah, I know, but he was sick unto death already.
Yeah. But now, because of it,
yes,
he got an extension.
That's true.
Was it 10 or 15 years that he got
it? It was 15 years.
There was a purpose.
Yeah.
Kind
of like when I get an extension on my taxes every April 15th.
There was a purpose.
Yeah.
All right. As there always is with Bible stories.
Yes. True.
Getting out of my trouble right here.
Because right? your mom's listening.
Yeah, I know. Here are my two questions. According to Thomas Edison, who is not in the Bible, by the way, a genius is 1% inspiration and 99% what? That's a pretty famous saying.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Number two, what's the northernmost U.S. state apart from Alaska?
Good question.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
Back to the phones. We go to Mississippi, and Terry is on the line. Terry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. How are y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good there, Terry. Thank you for asking. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to answer.
All right. Which question?
The Israeli Prime Minister.
All right. In 1979, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat signed a peace treaty with the Israeli Prime Minister. What was his name?
Menachem Begin?
That is correct.
Whoa!
Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin is the Israeli Prime Minister that signed a historic peace treaty with the Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. And Terry, in answering that correctly, you answered our mystery question correctly, which means what?
We're going to send him a Trivia Friday t-shirt.
That's right.
Just for getting that question correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Am I the only one that thinks that should be on the menu? Menachem Begin?
Menachem Begin.
I'd order that just to see what it tastes like, if it was spicy or sweet.
Yeah. Well, Brent Creeley, our producer, when I first told him what the mystery question was going to be, he said, how do you spell that? Is that bacon? Begin.
Begin. So, hey, way to go, Terry. You just won a t-shirt. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I know I'm going to make some people mad, but this is actually the first time I've ever called.
Wow.
Well, there will be some envious,
yeah.
Envious
haters,
Christians.
Haters are going to hate Terry.
So, Terry, make sure when we're finished with you, do not hang up. We're going to put you on hold, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. You don't have a question for us, right?
No, I don't.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
We're going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will stick one of these T-shirts in the mail for you. So congratulations, Terry.
All right.
Menachem Begin, that's his last name. Yeah, I remember that. Would have been in the early 70s.
It was 79.
79, and I remember that. He was the prime minister.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter kind of oversaw that at Camp David. Called, you know, they
signed
it at Camp
David. That was with the Egyptians.
Yes.
Anwar Sadat. He was assassinated later
Yes, he was, because of that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Well, we go back to Mississippi. The Mississippi folks starting to call in here, get on the show. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Thank you, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'd like to do both, and you guys have most of my questions I thought I knew already answered, so I'm going to kind of go with the low-hanging fruit here, I guess. Whenever I can remember, I can answer.
Which one?
I think Ted had one I was going to try to answer.
Me? Is mine?
Tim or Ed?
I'm sorry, yeah. No, it's about the inspiration.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Here's the question, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, here's the question. According to Thomas Edison, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% what?
Respiration.
Yes,
respiration. Yes, sir.
Respiration.
Way to go.
I just want to survey people for a minute here. Mike, you believe that?
Oh, yeah. That's one of those true sayings.
Yeah. What he means, 99% is
working hard.
Yeah. And 1%.
Hard.
1%
and everyone will attribute it to he or she, I should say, is just a genius.
Right, and he's saying no, I worked really hard.
Yeah. Right,
there was a wildly successful.
Most of his engine work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was most a wildly of what he tried never did work. That they came up with that.
Yeah, wildly successful man.
Wily Coyotes.
No, wildly successful man. They said, "Man, you are so lucky." He said. Yeah, and you know what's funny? He said, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Yeah, that's right.
You do have to be, I would say one caveat to Thomas Edison, who was a genius, by the way.
Yeah.
He said, genius is 1% inspiration, 99% what? But I don't know if this was humility on his part, but you also got to be a smart.
Oh, yeah. The 1% is probably higher than 1%.
Yeah, you got to throw smartness in there somewhere in that formula, don't you?
And we do say that we, if you listen to this here show, you will be smarterer.
That's what I was looking for, Ed.
As well as betterer.
I put it on the tee.
And awesome.
Boom, Ed knocks it off the tee.
Yes.
To the outfield. And then 9 little three-year-olds go running for the ball.
And that's clump
t-ball.
Up over that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's t-ball. Hey, Mike, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I sure do. It's this simple one, yes or no. Anybody told you today that Jesus loves you?
You know what?
No.
That's a big fat no right there, Mike.
Now they have.
Now they have.
Thank you, Mike. Amen, brother. We agree with that 100%.
That's my pastor, Joey Bennett. He's the one that reminds us each Sunday that's what we need to ask.
Oh, that's good.
You know what?
We love you and we listen to you.
Hey, and Mike, for our listeners out there, that is also an easy way to start a conversation about Jesus with your waitress or someone like that. Someone just—it's an easy way to open that.
Just don't
discussion.
Don't have her misunderstood. Do you know that I love you? Make sure you know what I'm saying. Make it clear
that you're talking about Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
You know, on my radio show this week, I said there's a lot talking about the life and legacy of Billy Graham, and you think when somebody passes, well, I want to send flowers or something. I said, I want to suggest that you tell somebody about Jesus this week.
Yeah.
Share the gospel with someone, and you talk about a way to honor the life and legacy of Billy Graham, and look for an opportunity to tell somebody that God loves them and that Jesus paid the price for their salvation, and share the simple gospel.
Yeah, excellent.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for calling. We've got about 10 minutes left. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Our phone number is 877-927-49.
No,
that's incorrect. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. That's to be on the air with us. 888-589-8840. That's if you've Please don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last month. Otherwise, feel free to give us a call. We'll take as many callers as we can the next 10 minutes. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on AFR. Ed, who's next?
Well, we go for the third time in a row to Mississippi. David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, David. You want to ask, great, answer, or do both?
Let's do both real quick.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
The northernmost state.
What? Yeah, David, here's the question. What's the northernmost U.S. state apart from Alaska?
I believe that would be Maine.
That is a very good guess. That was my guess, but it's incorrect.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I know which one it would be, but but that was the first one that came to my mind.
I was going one side or the other. It was eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, okay. Which are not states, by the way. I don't know what you've learned there, David.
David, I heard a guy just this week that said they should have named their children. They had three children. Should have named them eeny, meeny, and miny. Because they weren't going to have no mo. Stephen Curtis Chapman shared that at a banquet. Then went on to say they adopted children from China. So don't ever say never when in God's economy.
Right.
Oh, never say never.
Hey, David, what's your question for us, brother?
Before I ask my question, I just want to say it's a good thing that guy answered the other question about inspiration, because my answer would have been 99%. The Learning University.
Hey, I like the way you think.
Like the way you think. Absolutely,
that is part of
genius.
Yeah, of genius. I mean, it's in the equation.
That's right.
Maybe only 7-8%, but it's in there.
It's in.
Yeah, that was implied.
Yes.
It's just. Hey, David, what's your question for us?
Okay, on a standard piano, an 88-key piano, how many keys are black and how many are white?
Oh my goodness.
Let's hold on just a minute here.
Wait, go from the left.
Hang on, David. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes
three,
or no.
5, 6,
20, 27, 94, 93, 92.
Oh, just start over. Start over, JJ.
No, I have no idea.
I have no idea. Do you?
How many black and on a standard piano, he's asking how many black and how many white.
See, I would know the answer for a premium, piano, but standard, I have no
idea. Hey, look, while you said piano, David, something I just saw today. This little small country church was having a revival, and they said our prison choir is going to sing. And a visitor said prison choir, thinking they, had come from across the line there. And it's, why do you call them a prison choir? He said, they're always behind a few bars, and they can't find the key.
That's funny.
That is funny.
All right, I don't know. What's the answer?
You stumped us, David. You got us.
Okay, if I'm calculating correctly, it's 36 black ones and 52 white ones.
No, what do you mean if you're calculating correctly? You asked a question, you don't know the answer to it?
Yeah, I know the answer. I just don't have a piano sitting in front of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Shamey, man. Shamey.
Thanks, David. Have a great weekend.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay.
I think, was he through?
I don't know if he was through or not. Who dropped him?
JJ ran him off.
Yeah, I ran him off. I just thought we
get off our lawn, JJ said. Trivia Friday on AFR. If we did, we didn't mean to.
We didn't mean to. Sorry about that, brother.
Yeah. Who's next?
All right. We go to Arkansas. Lisa is on the line. Lisa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Okay. Which question would you like to answer?
The cereal question.
Oh, good.
Yeah. From a recent list of the top 10 best-selling breakfast cereals in the U.S., Lisa, I just need you to name three of them.
Cheerios, Corn Flakes, and Rice Krispies.
Okay.
Got to be right.
Only one of those is
really
right. Yeah.
No. Well, wait a minute. Hold on just a minute here. Who's the caller?
This is Lisa.
I'm gonna be Lisa's lawyer. Really.
Okay.
I'm gonna represent you, Lisa. Just hold on right there. Are you telling me JJ Jasper. Is it Jasper?
It's Jasper. Yes, sir. Since I'm under oath. Mr. Jasper.
Are you telling me that Cheerios, cornflakes, and Rice Krispies, those three are not in the, all three in the top 10 cereals?
Surprisingly, and I'm as shocked as anybody, and I'm going to blame it on Russia. Well, I don't think there's any
doubt. I think we need to go ahead. We've got 4 minutes left. Go ahead and tell us a story there.
Well, I will say the Cheerios, that's number four. And since we're low on time, what three? Name three.
I was going to say Cap'n Crunch and Frosted Flakes.
Okay, Frosted Flakes is number two. Tim, what three are the top three best-selling cereals in the U.S.? What's your favorite?
Top 10.
Top 10.
I'm into that organic stuff now.
That's Allison's doing.
Well,
a few years ago when your kids were eating cereal.
But, I mean, Honeycombs, I thought would be
Is Honeycombs even still around?
Yeah, they're still around.
Okay. I don't know. What's the answer?
Okay.
If Kellogg's Corn Flakes is not in the top 10,
I
don't think that's a legit survey.
Growing up, all we had was Wheaties and
Kellogg's
Cheerios.
Corn Flakes.
But here's the thing, going from 10 to 1. Raisin Bran, number 10. Fruit Loop, number 9. Lucky Charms, 8. Frosted Mini Wheats, be careful eating those. That's 7. Special K.
Okay.
Then Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cheerios, Honey Bunches of Oats, Frosted Flakes at number 2, and Honey Nut Cheerios at number 1.
Captain Crunch isn't even on there?
Captain Crunch is not on there.
Wow. Lisa, I'm with you. I'm shocked.
Would you not say Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Am I the only one who thinks
that? Maybe they've lost a little bit of their appeal. Well, now, Frosted Flakes, you got the same thing, but just
sugar.
A little frost on there.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice try. Hey, Lisa, what's your question
nice
for us?
Nice try, Lisa.
Okay, it's a history question. And Michigan and Ohio were fighting over the Erie Canal. And the president had to step in and say that Ohio could have the Erie Canal, but what did he give Michigan as, like, you know, a consolation?
Well, this is Erie. Just to think about it.
Well, we're coming up towards the end of the program.
What did he give Michigan as a consolation?
Maybe Lake Michigan?
Mackinac Island?
It was Mackinac Island. And
it made
so much more money than the Erie Canal, so Michigan actually
got the better of that deal.
Yes, they did.
And Ohio, Michigan been fighting over football ever since.
Yeah. See, and this is why when you're trading, you don't want to walk up to somebody and say, if you can guess how many chickens I got in my burlap bag, I'll give them both to you. That's why you don't want to trade with somebody if you're not a good trader.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Okay, I need to tell you guys that we love you and we listen to you every Friday.
Well,
and I'm also a big fan of Abraham Hamilton III.
You're not alone. You're not alone on that.
Boy.
Hey, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you
for your kind words.
Can I say, out of all my students, Abraham Hamilton has turned out to be one of the best.
Yeah.
He has made me proud.
We're out of time. Let's go.
All right, guys, bodacious. It's a blend of what two words, you know?
I don't.
Bold and audacious.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
good.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And then, does it take 7 years for the body to digest gum? Is that true or false?
True.
That is false.
Yeah. Well,
it says now the body can't digest it, but it passes straight through. Doesn't stay there for 7 years.
Hezekiah.
That's all we need of that.
Isaiah. Isaiah was the prophet that told Hezekiah he was going to die. And then what did Dennis the Menace carry in his back pocket?
Oh, slingshot.
Slingshot.
Yeah.
What's the northernmost state? Other than Alaska.
Or I'm going to say New York.
I'm going to say, like, Montana or whatever's at the very top. Montana or
Wyoming.
That's
a straight line.
That would be Minnesota.
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 Yeah.
All right. It's got a little thing hook at the top.
Well, yeah. I'll be a lutefisk.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And that was not a curse word.
No. That's things they eat in that part of the country.
All right, folks, you have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday for another edition of Today's Issues. And take care, everybody.